The COVID-19 pandemic is affecting the entire world. As of August 10th, there are over 19 million cases worldwide. But despite the turmoil, Japanese nationals continue to work alongside people from around the world to protect local livelihoods. Our Conquering COVID-19 series reveals the challenges they face. The original plant hunters were adventurers who traveled the globe in the 18th century, collecting exotic plants. They told of unknown worlds. Seijun is their spiritual successor. There are not many like him in the world today. Our guest today is Sasabai Kimis, a social entrepreneur based in Malaysia. Kimis operates an enterprise called Earth Air, which sells unique high-end bags and jewelry made by refugees and local artisans with traditional skills. People tend to gravitate towards the books they already know. And so, I want to create little opportunities to pick something up that's new. How do we provide visitors with these books? I think presentation is a key factor, and I pay great attention to it. I think for many years, people thought of libraries as a place to read books for free. But they're more than that. There are so many libraries that offer unique new ways to encounter books. I'm looking forward to our discussion today. These are the magnificent Andes Mountains in South America. Located 2,400 meters above sea level, the great city of the skies, Machu Picchu, spreads out along a precipitous ridge. Its population reaching 10 million people, the Incan Empire built these cities of stone throughout the Andes. Nakagawa must chisel 1.8 millimeters into the vessel on each surface. To protect the vessel and ease the chiseling process, the inside is coated with pine resin. It's time to change tools. Nakagawa selects an Aritagane chisel. He places it against the edge of the depression he has just chiseled and strikes it with his hammer to slightly widen the bottom.